Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Their attention is much more than before. They show us on the TV like more usual to see the disability athlete.
Oh my gosh, this is my new favorite UE fact ever. Hi everyone, I'm so excited to be here today with my dog Bo and with Yui Kamiji. She's an absolute icon in wheelchair tennis. She's someone I've played against countless times and never won. She's a global superstar, and just last week she did the unthinkable. She captured her very first Wimbledon singles title and completed the ultimate tennis milestone, which is the career Golden Slam. That means that you've won every single major as well as a gold medal at the Paralympic or the Olympic Games, which is incredible. Please welcome my dear friend from Japan, Yui Kamiji.
Thank you very much. Hi, Dana.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of my dog and we'll start asking questions. So we always say that an athlete is defined by their heart and not their diagnosis or their disability, but I think that it lets us get to know you as a person and your story a little bit better. Do you mind talking to us about what it was like growing up in Japan with spina bifida and how that led to you starting tennis?
When I was a little kid, I always liked to play outside with my friend and family and everything outside. I didn't want to stay inside. So my disability is already when I was born. But I didn't need to use wheelchair until when I was 10 years old, 11 years old, something
oh, wow.
like that. Yeah, I could walk a little bit, not quite good like other kids, but I tried to rehab really hard with my doctor and the people really helped me. And fortunately, I could walk a little bit. When I was growing up, it's difficult to keep my weight and I needed to use wheelchair. At that time, I still remember that changed my thoughts. Like I felt like I cannot do anything because it's everything slower than other kids. And I couldn't even ask them to play together. Because I'm really sorry for them. And also, I didn't want to join because it embarrassed me.
I get that.
Yeah, yeah. and then my sister is 3 years older than me. And she started to play soft tennis in junior high school. And everything when I was young, I was following her. And I just wanted to do anything with her. So I wanted to start soft tennis together. But in Japan, at that time, it was a little bit difficult to find to play soft tennis in wheelchair. That's why I started to play tennis.
Wow, that is so cool. I didn't know all about that with your family.
Yeah, yeah. Normally, we don't talk too much about how we growing up, yeah?
Yeah, that's so interesting. Well, you started back at around age 11, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've exploded into this professional, number one in the world, all these different titles. But I think something interesting about tennis that not everyone knows is how much the style changes over the years. And you have had to adapt to the style of play countless numbers of times. I think that when you initially were number one, a lot of the game style was more heavy topspin, loopier balls. Now it's more powerful, faster hitting. How do you adapt your game style and your mobility to stay at the top or to defeat people like Dida and that countless, you know, rivalry that you have? How do you change that and how do you keep staying motivated?
The most difficult thing is I already feel that I need to change and I could understand in my brain, but my body is not ready. So how the adapting, not just adapting the play style, I have to work out my physical things first, and then I was ready to do things in tennis on the court, I mean. So that it took a long time to train with my physio and trainer and every people, how to adjust. I talked to my coach many times why I cannot do like other players and compare to other players, include my disability, which is the hardest conversation, because normally the coaches are not using wheelchair. So they try to understand us, but they never get that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you also feel.
I understand.
Yeah.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Well, you've had to adapt your game style a lot of times, but you've been ultimately very successful. And your recent success is worth talking about. Your score against Dita at Wimbledon was 6-love, 6-love, which is absolutely insane. For those that don't know, Dita is an absolute powerhouse in tennis also, and someone that Yui has had a big rivalry with. You had some historical wins against her, especially in Paris, where you got the singles gold medal. And then now at Wimbledon, but to have a huge win like that, what was going through your mind? What was like your tactic going into the match? And how did it feel when you finally got that title? Because I saw the videos afterwards where you were like, yeah, come out. And you don't do that. Like you're very reserved. Every once in a while, Yui will do like a, come on. Like you don't really yell or do anything of that. But you are so emotional and it was so beautiful to see. But what was going through your mind?
To be honest, I thought I was not in good condition in last week. Every matches and every preparation was not going great. So every time, every day, I was worried. I wanted to keep my motivate and really high. I needed to be ready, like fighting and the spirit. But I couldn't, I just couldn't keep it. It was so difficult, like many ups and downs. And I was worried about my mobility and also my physical things and mental things, except final. Before the final, the day before, I was big fight against one. Mm-hmm. And yeah. and after that, I was so tired that because I couldn't win against her, just one win last year. I needed, but I couldn't make it. So I was really disappointed. So it was like rematch from last year on grass court. So I put it everything on that match. And then okay. I was feeling like if something wrong, then I cannot win the final against Dieter. But I tried to keep motivated and did make another year for this year. So it's like one year again. So I already ready to have that experience if I need.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not really have pressure or like I have to done it or like too much pressure. I didn't have it. So yeah, I just focus to what I need to do and also what I want to do. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Really, yeah, which is really good for me. And as you know, the grass is hardest surface for wheelchair.
It's so and hard.
Yeah.
And we have to finish earliest as much as earliest. The point? Yeah. No, Ravi. Just like, you know, finish boom, this one. Yeah, yeah. So it is not normal for me. Really, so really difficult to manage it. But I really try to change my mind and where I see about our opponent, where they are and where they gonna stay or something like that, and where I am staying on the court. So a lot of things needed to change. But my brain was so clear to play, especially in the final.
Well, that's the time that you need it to be clear. It sounds like the best thing that could have happened was the match before, because you were so tired from it that going into the final, you were like, okay, I'm almost a little bit depleted, but in a way where you're not overstressed or you're not worrying too much. And you were just focusing now, like if I play well, I play well. If I don't, I don't. But I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I wanted to do. And that works out. But that's a good message for later in your other matches, that maybe that's a good mindset to try to have, because it clearly works. Six love is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that it came naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to like I need to think like that. It came like really that naturally to me. So yeah, I'm really happy with that.
Well, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Going from that moment at Wimbledon, there's still one more major in the year in New York at the US Open later this year. How do you change your mindset to go from that big high? Do you feel a sense of relief and New York is now just a bonus? Or is it like, okay, no, I want to win New York as well? What do you think of those things and how do you transition?
Honestly, I don't think about it yet. I think I'm going to be ready. And also once when I started to like back on the court, I think I'm going to work really hard, which is normal for me every time when I prepare for the match. But now I want to be relaxed, like stay in Japan and spend with my time, some people together, and not try to think about tennis. But I think I naturally I will think about tennis. Already I'm really looking forward to going to New York, of course.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, I get to see you there this year because I'll be working there again. So I'm excited. I'll get to watch you play and maybe commentate on your match again.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And this time I have to bring your souvenir for sure.
My retirement.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Yes.
Okay, well, one last long question, Yui. So Japan and wheelchair tennis have been like this for so long. You have Shingo, you, now we have Tokito Oda. You have so many big stars in the sport, and it's so great to see that you have a big fan base in Japan, but you also have worldwide recognition. I know when Shingo came to Orlando, he had fans everywhere. When you play at different tournaments, we joke about this on the tour. Wherever Yui is, someone comes and brings her lunch. It doesn't matter if we're in France, Switzerland, a fan will come and bring Yui homemade food. What do you think that Japan does so much better than other countries to not only celebrate wheelchair tennis, but also create champions like the three of you?
Yeah, I'm really appreciate that people have much attention about us. I think especially after Tokyo Paralympics, their attention is much more than before. We still have many events, like wheelchair basketball tournament. And last year we had Deaflympic in Japan for the first time, I think. And yeah, their motivate of the cheering can keep the high level from the, it never going down after the game. So yeah, I also appreciate that media people that they keep
you motivated.
Yeah, yeah. And also they show us on the TV or commercial or like advertisement and many things. I'm not going to say before the games, it was nothing, but it much more like more usual to see the disability athlete on the TV or even in the city as well.
That yeah. makes me so excited that maybe that will happen in the US for LA. Because I feel like the Paralympics usually changes things. So that makes me really happy for you that that happened in Japan. I think that's it's well deserved because you guys are such great athletes and people need to know who you are. So I think that's great.
Our federation also like realized how what they need you. Before they really focus our individual tour schedule and their training at their hometown. So we didn't practice together even before World Team Cup, or we didn't have camp or anything. But now they try to unite, like stay together and make the teamwork and team building and more younger players, especially younger like future players, then build from the beginning like a base, and then when they are ready to play in the world, they already know each other and just cheering each other, and they try to make that method in Japan. So it I think it's another good thing that make it happen.
Yeah, that's really great. And it sounds similar to what Anique has said. I got to interview her a few days ago, and she said that's exactly what they do in Holland, that they train together so that when they go out on tour, they have camaraderie, but also they have a high level for training when they're not at tournaments. So that makes a lot of sense. Well, we're going to do some fun questions now. Are you ready?
Okay.
All you have to do is give me a short answer. The first thing that pops into your head. There's no wrong answer, whatever you feel.
Okay.
Okay, so one word to describe feeling holding the Wimbledon trophy.
Appreciation.
Oh my gosh, that is such a nice answer. Most people would say like happy, excited, joyful. You're like, I appreciate that. No, I love that. That's a wonderful answer.
It's even like just after the point, the last point, I was like, thank you everyone who worked around me and who worked together.
I know this is the rapid fire segment, but I think that so beautifully exemplifies your Japanese culture also. Seeing Japanese culture, there is so much a different level of appreciation for your team, for the sport, for like your competitors in a way that other cultures, including my own culture, don't always show. And so I think that's very beautiful that you felt that as the first thing. I think that is the perfect way to show your culture is that. That's a perfect example.
Nice. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad to
hear. Okay, back to the questions. What is your favorite song you listen to get like pumped up before a match? Do you listen to music?
K-pop, but especially before the match, I really like to listen to Eminem.
No way. Which song?
Many songs. It's difficult to choose, but...
Is it Lose Yourself?
Not Afraid.
Oh my gosh. This is my new favorite Yui fact ever. Listen to Eminem. I love this. Okay. Favorite snack after a match?
Small piece of chocolate.
Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate. What do you like?
Milk chocolate.
Good choice, good choice. And not American chocolate, right? It's the worst chocolate. Okay, is there another athlete who is not a tennis player that inspires you?
Japanese wheelchair rugby team.
Oh, that's a good answer. Your favorite way to relax in the hotel room after you play?
Actually, I like to stay at the hotel. So the one of the, like staying hotel is one of my favorite part of of the traveling.
Really?
So, yeah. Every time I'm really curious that where I'm gonna stay and how much, you know, because like US Open, we can stay intercontinental.
Yes.
Yeah, which is high grade hotel, which I cannot choose like normal hour trip.
So I'm really happy to stay.
I'm loving it. Well, that's a good thing to love, because for people that don't know, tennis players travel like 30 plus weeks out of the year, especially for someone like Yui from Japan. You stay in Europe for longer because it's too expensive to go back and forth from home. So you're in hotels all the time. So I'm glad that you like it. I know another activity that you like to do in hotels. You and I did that thing with the balloon in Germany. Do you remember? That sounds weird.
I think I still have a video in my phone.
Me too. We'll have to send it to Sean with the podcast. Basically, Yui and I had a balloon that was like deflating and we played volleyball with it, but with our heads. Back to our questions. What is some bad advice or the worst piece of advice someone gave you about wheelchair tennis?
Well, it was not advice because he didn't say anything, but he was behind me. I was practicing with Lucy maybe in Australia. He was like this with his racket. I still don't know what he wanted to say to me. What mean is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was like, not very nice. I don't think that's great advice at all. That's horrible. Well, what advice would you have given to yourself back when you first started competition? Now that you are where you are now, what would you say to young Yui?
I think gonna say keep enjoy, but just see what's doing. So I don't have anything I have to say to her. She was
young
really
Yui was perfect.
Yeah.
And then lastly, what's the biggest lie people say about wheelchair tennis, or the biggest misconception about wheelchair tennis?
It's really difficult question. What about you? What do you think?
Maybe it's different in Japan because it's more celebrated, but in other parts of the world, I think that the misconception is that wheelchair tennis is not as difficult as able-bodied tennis, or that wheelchair tennis athletes are not athletes the same, that we're down here instead of being the same as, you know, the Djokovic or someone else like that. So I think people don't understand that we train the same amount of time, that we have to eat the same types of foods, that we are in the gym, that we have coaches and physios and sponsorships, and it's the same. I think not everyone understands or appreciates that.
I think like when we are preparation for the practice or for the match, we are lying on the floor with the mattress, yeah? But looks like we are sleeping, I think. When they see it, because, you know, our mobility is less than, like, non disability
able-bodied player.
Yeah. And our legs are not moving. So I can imagine when people are watching us, they are like, what they are doing? And they are sleeping or something like that.
Well, Yui, that's because a lot of times the Japanese players, yourself included, sleep all the time. I've seen it. You're always napping. That's the secret, though, guys. Nap where you can, rest when you can. You'll play great tennis. Well, thank you, Yui. Do you have anything that you want to say that I didn't ask you today?
No, I'm really happy, and I'm really enjoyed to speak with you and share this moment. And yeah, I'd like to thank very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yui. Watching you complete the career Golden Slam was one of the most beautiful and inspiring moments. Thank you for being a legendary competitor, for being an inspiration to millions of people, and a wonderful friend on tour. Make sure you don't miss a single minute of Yui's journey as she brings her newly minted Golden Slam status to the hard courts of New York. You can follow her updates, cheer her on, come bring her food. She loves that. Come out to New York. She's going to be playing the second week of the US Open. You can also follow her on social channels at Yui_Kamiji_official. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. It's been a pleasure hosting this series for the US Open and the Tour de France Femmes. Please follow me. You can find me at dana.mathewson. And stay tuned for more Flame Bearer stories coming your way next week. Thanks, everyone.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.